Sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness. Drive hope. And customize your plate today at atease.org.
The Montgomery City Council has chosen their interim fire chief to become their permanent leader of that department. Russell Collier became the interim fire chief last year when former chief Milford Jordan retired after 40 years at the department. Collier started at the Montgomery Fire and Rescue Department back in 1988 and has had major positions within the administrative advancement of that department. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best. And this machine has it all, with features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s under a partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky. Maybe a passing shower. It does look like most of us are going to be dry. We only drop into the low 60s as we head into the overnight. Much the same for your Friday as far as cloud cover is concerned. Temperatures climbing again into the upper 70s and lower 80s. There's also another opportunity for some rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. Along with producer Brian Temple, we'd like to welcome you into this 81 degree day, well above average, and might set a record today. I hope we do. I'll usually tell you what day it is today. Today's a weird one. It's National Multiple Personality Day.
I'm assuring you.
You're happy about that.
I'm happy about that because I'm not. But, you know, we cover a lot of things. We cover elections, candidates, we cover events. And today we're going to cover something that's really happening well in Huntsville, and that is the Huntsville Sports Commission. And we have Mark Russell in studio here with us. And let me tell you a little bit about the Sports Commission and what they, how they came to be and what they're doing. And then we'll get into our discussion with Mark. You know, a lot of people, when they think of Huntsville, what do they think about? They think about rockets. They think about technology. But over the past 25 years, there's been something happening that has really been good, and it's adding to the growth of Huntsville, and that's the Huntsville Sports Commission. If you're not familiar with the commission, here is the simple explanation. The Huntsville Sports Commission brings sporting events to Huntsville, period. Big tournaments, regional championships, national competitions, youth sports, you name it. But the story goes back a little further than that. The commission was created in 1999, and it officially launched operations around the year 2000. At that time, that was a very forward-thinking idea. But community leaders here realized that sports tourism, even if it's at high school level, is going to bring people to town and become an economic driver. And Huntsville said, yep, we need to be a part of that game. And one of the big champions of that vision was former Huntsville Mayor Loretta Spencer. During her administration, the city invested heavily in athletic facilities and began pursuing major amateur sporting events. One of the early successes was bringing the state soccer championship from the Alabama High School Athletic Association to Huntsville, which helped establish Huntsville as a place that is capable of hosting large tournaments. And from there, it just got bigger. Today, the Huntsville Sports Commission works closely with organizations like the Huntsville-Madison County Visitors and Convention Bureau, the Parks and Recreation Department, and others to bring sporting events here throughout the year. Their mission is pretty straightforward: attract events that bring athletes and their families to Huntsville, Alabama, support local sports programs, and generate economic activity for the community. And guess what? They've done all that and more. Every year, the commission helps organize dozens of events across many sports: soccer, softball, volleyball, basketball, lacrosse, and more. Many of these are used in amateur tournaments, which means, guess what? Their families usually come with them, and they usually stay in hotels, and they don't go to Birmingham to eat. They eat right here. And they also shop here, and they explore the city, and they find out what Huntsville is all about, and they probably even come back. Sports tourism generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Huntsville each year. Tens of thousands of hotel rooms are directly tied to sporting events. A youth soccer tournament might bring teams from five or six states. That means hotel bookings, restaurant traffic, and economic activity all across the city, plus fun. Huntsville has hosted some very significant events in recent years. The city welcomed the national championships for table tennis. By the way, we interviewed Mo Brooks, running for state house. He's a table tennis guy. And it brought competitions from across the country. I see in the other studio the Conference USA basketball championship trophies. I wonder why they're here. It's because it's in Huntsville. And Huntsville attracts those places because of our facilities and because of the work of the Sports Commission. Take John Hunt Park. If you hadn't been there lately, you ought to go. The complex is one of the premier soccer and recreation facilities in the Southeast. When you throw in the Von Braun Civic Center, the Huntsville Tennis Center, and yes, Toyota Field, you start to see how Huntsville can host many, many events. But these benefits go beyond economics. Sports tournaments bring energy to a community and synergy, one of my favorite words. They create opportunities for local athletes to compete against teams throughout the country. And especially they introduce visitors to this magic little place known as Huntsville, Alabama, which many are seeing for the very first time. And when they leave town, they don't forget about it. They tell people what they saw. And yes, sometimes they even come back. The future of sports tourism in Huntsville is extremely bright. And as our city begins to grow and new facilities are developed, the Huntsville Sports Commission will expand the number, size, and size of events it brings to town. We've always been known as a city of innovation that builds things, rockets, technology, research. But today we're also building something else. We're building a reputation as one of the premier sports destinations in the Southeast. And guess what? Right at the center of that bullseye is the Huntsville Sports Commission. And right at the center of the bullseye of the Huntsville Sports Commission is Mark Russell. Mark, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Did I nail it?
You did great. One of the best monologues I've heard, and I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, Mark is the executive director of the commission, and he's responsible, he and his staff, Avery here with us also, for sports tourism in the city. He was on the city council for 16 years, and I think you were the president of that, 10 times?
Yes.
So, obviously, this is a man who knows what makes Huntsville tick. He's a servant leader with the community's best interest at heart. And Mark has had various positions also in private business and spent a large part of his career conducting international business and has eaten at 30 McDonald's in over 30 countries. And a bizarre footnote to that, last night, not knowing we would talk about this, my wife and I watched the movie The Founder, which is the story of McDonald's.
Right.
And Mark has overcome some health difficulties, but he is back, and he is back with the vengeance. So, Mark, how are you doing today? Good?
I'm doing great. It's beautiful weather in Huntsville. Every day is a beautiful day in Huntsville, Alabama.
Well, it is a beautiful, it's so odd. One week we can be 6 degrees below zero and space heaters selling out down at Home Depot, and the next we're sitting out on the deck grilling.
And that's the way we Conference USA basketball brings that out in our weather, where they always ask, what's it going to be like? And we tell them maybe a tornado on Monday, beautiful weather on Tuesday, a nice day on Wednesday. No telling.
Well, folks, we are going to get back to that Conference USA discussion in just a bit. But, Brian, I think it's time for our first break, so we will get out of here and come back in a minute. Bill Crawford, this is Talk Radio WZZN with guest Mark Russell, and we're going to talk sports when we get back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City in Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville, and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit GenSuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. GeneracSuperstore.com.
Four-time Grammy-nominated Joe Bonamassa, hailed as one of the world's greatest guitar players. Blues rock titan Joe Bonamassa, performing live March 19th at the BBC Mark C. Smith Concert Hall. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Joe Bonamassa. Every show is a new experience.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN alongside producer extraordinaire Brian Temple and the in-studio guest today, Mr. Mark Russell. Mark, good to have you here with us today.
It's great to be with you.
Well, I know we're going to talk extensively about the Huntsville Sports Commission and the many things they're doing, but let our listeners get to know a little bit about you.
Okay, yeah, sure. I moved here in fifth grade with my parents, like everybody else. My dad was an engineer and came here to work on really Patriot missile, and so worked at Teledyne Brown for a long time. Went to Huntsville High. That's where I met Wes Neighbors, who has a talk show here on this station.
In fact, he owns it.
He's a good friend, and we played football together at Huntsville High and had a lot of good stories together and spent a lot of time playing sports, watching sports in our lifetime. So New West, spent most of my life doing international business. You talked briefly about that. I visit a lot of different countries, a lot of nice places, a lot of bad places, but was all over the world.
What kind of international business did you do?
We were mainly supporting government contracts and doing electronic component sales and importing them. And so we did a lot of stuff, but we went to a lot of places that were opening up markets back in the late 80s, early 90s. So I got a lot of free trips to the former communist bloc, those kind of places.
Those wonderful places.
Yeah. They're not the wonderful places you want to write about, but I did get to go to some nice places. But one of the things that people find interesting to me is how many times I've eaten at McDonald's. I was always homesick and, you know, sick of being in whatever country I was in. So I would always go find the McDonald's, and people would say, "You're not going to eat at a McDonald's in this city." And I said, "I've already had their local cuisine. I want to eat American food." So I ate a lot of McDonald's.
Well, you know, when I was stationed in Germany, they had Burger Kings on the base, and they had a McDonald's in the city of Würzburg. And I went there one time because I didn't like it. You know, you had to pay 10 cents for each pack of ketchup, and there was no ice in the drink. But
well, that's all of Europe.
Well, go ahead.
So a lot of McDonald's was expanding all over the world at that time. And so, you know, going to eat at a McDonald's in Beijing was a big deal, or going to eat in Moscow was a big deal. You know, they were just opening those up, and I got to experience a lot of those cool McDonald's restaurants the first year they were open.
And so after that, what happened? You came back to Huntsville?
And so was in my 30s, married, had two young children, was interested in local politics, just kind of had never really wanted to be a politician, but was watching stuff going on. I was very interested in sports, very curious how sports facilities got built. Was very curious how we could make sports facilities better for Wes's kids, for my kids. and got interested in that, and noticed that a lot of the people that were in office were much older than I was, and basically retired, and started asking why that was, and I felt like they maybe didn't understand what families were going through. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to run for office maybe. And then people kept saying, Mark, you're going to be just like them. You're going to be retired before you have time. You need to get off, get up to plate, you know, and hit the ball. And so I decided to run. I was roughly 38 and became a city councilman in 2002, which the sports commission was formed, like you said, in 1999, started really being active in 2000. So I was very interested in sports tourism, and I was very interested in using that to build facilities for all of our children in our high schools to have better sports programs. It was just one of my interests. I had a lot of other interests and did a lot for the city, but I was very interested in that.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you began in the council in the 1999s, 2000s, what was the status of the sports facilities? What did they have here in Huntsville?
So we had pretty poor sports facilities. I would say it was a low priority. And then Mayor Spencer came up with the idea of doing the state soccer championship. And that was the first big tournament we really had brought in. If you can remember Huntsville, we've always had good government business travel, so our hotels have done well Monday through Thursday. But it used to be a ghost town on the weekends here. And so the hotels wanted more business on the weekends. So they were always asking the local government, how can we get more hotels on the weekend? And sports was the way we did it. You know, we could bring in sporting tournaments, book our hotels, and then the government would take back over on Monday through Thursday
right.
and fill up the rooms. And so that was the model. And now the city has changed so much. We have so many more people here. There are weddings going on, big things, the amphitheater. We've got a lot of stuff, but sports is still probably the best way to fill up the hotel rooms on the weekends.
So you were on the city council interested in improving the sports environment in
sure.
Huntsville. And so what prompted you, or how did you switch from city council to the Huntsville Sports Commission?
So part of my role on the city council was to serve on the sports commission as a board member. So I was actively looking for funds, doing everything I could from the city council's part, and also out recruiting events for the sports commission, and wanted to do bigger and better things for Huntsville. We're not the same sleepy town it was in the 2002 when I started. We can host major events. We can do all kinds of big things now. We have lots of hotel rooms. We have nice hotel rooms. We have nice restaurants. We have things that customers want to come to and participate in. And so I really wanted to try. I kept saying, why can't we go for a bigger event? Why can't we do something? And I had big ideas, and some of them can't be done, but I thought we could do a lot more things. And so I was very interested in sports, working on the commission as a board member volunteer. And then I was at a point in my life after COVID that I was doing consulting and just wasn't real happy. And the executive director of the sports commission retired. And I thought, you know,
why not?
I'm going to do that. And that might be a great way to end out my business career. And I would say it's a really good fit for me, maybe a perfect fit for me being in Huntsville. I would not be a great candidate for the Las Vegas sports tourism industry or something like that. I'm not a sports tourism professional, but I really understand Huntsville. I really understand our facilities, and I really understand our political structure, where the money comes from and stuff. And so I think I'm a very good candidate, and we've had some great success with the team that we have put together. One of my roles was to build a sports tourism team much bigger than the sports commission. And so we work closely with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We work closely with the Von Braun Center. We work closely with City Parks and Rec, which I knew all the people very well. We work closely with Downtown Huntsville, Inc., because you've got to have stuff going on around the facility if you want to have a good sports tournament. What goes on in the sporting facility is really important. But if you want to, like, make an event and get people to stay for a couple nights and come back, you've got to have events all through downtown, and it takes everybody working together to make this happen.
So there's got to be a little bit more after the final whistle blows than a McDonald's.
Absolutely. We've got to have things for when they walk out of the arena. They've got to have stuff to do. The bars and restaurants have to welcome them. The hotels have to say welcome, like, say, Conference USA or welcome SEC or welcome Auburn or welcome Alabama. They've got to be welcoming. We have to talk to the hospitality industry, who are big partners in this and really the most important. We can put on any kind of great event, but if they have a crummy night in the hotel, don't get sleep, or the hotel doesn't give them the right kind of towels, or doesn't understand that athletes shower them more than once a day, you know, that then it hurts us. It hurts the tournament. And so we all have to work together to make it a good experience.
Well, let me ask you this. I assume that the getting of Huntsville from a sports perspective, from where it was when you began to where it is now, was kind of a crawl, walk, run type scenario. So what was kind of the first layer of that onion that had to be peeled?
Yeah, so it's real interesting. We had to put more money into, more thought into our facilities. They had to be such that citizens could use them during the week, but we could host world-class or at least U.S.-class kind of tournaments on the weekends. And so, like, if you look at our Huntsville Aquatic Center, great swimming facility.
Right.
There's people swimming laps there right now for $5. We hosted 1,000 athlete swim meet there last weekend. That was really a big prominent meet in the Southeast. And that's the kind of facilities that we need to have, where the citizens can use them, but we can also host tournament. They have to be of quality. When you build them, you have to think about, if we run a tournament here, what do we need? The locker rooms have to be a certain way. You know, you have to have nice seating areas, and before that wasn't a consideration.
You gotta have parking too.
Yeah, you have parking, you have all kinds of things, but that wasn't really a consideration. It was just, what can we build now, you know, for people to swim in? So we did that. But one of the biggest things is we were able in 2021, I just started, we were able to bid on the SEC Gymnastics Championship, which is way above Huntsville's head. Like, it was in New Orleans. It was supposed to be the Pelicans Arena, 15,000 seat arena with sky boxes everywhere, beautiful arena. Because of COVID, the SEC couldn't do it in New Orleans. They couldn't make the money work. So they wanted to go to a what they considered a midsize or smaller city to do it. So it was us, Louisville, Greenville, you know, people that we could compete with. And the VBC, we needed business. We didn't have much business because of COVID. And we decided to go all in, and we were able to put together a package to win the SEC Gymnastics Championship. And not only ironically, it was the weekend there was a big story about the NCAA not caring about women's sports. They had the basketball tournament, and their weight room was terrible compared to the men's weight room. And we had gone all in.
I remember that.
Yeah, we had gone all in. It was the next weekend for women's gymnastics. Had really gone in and made things really a great experience. SEC appreciated so much. People were looking for a bad story, and this was a positive story that we went over the top for women's athletics. And we've always done that for everybody, but certainly for women's athletics. And we had a great meet, and people were calling saying, hey, you know, Huntsville is really a great place. They give this experience to the student athlete unlike any other. So we got known to have the Huntsville experience, and that's just people being nice, the hotels being nice, doing everything we can to make the student athletes have a great time while they're in Huntsville. And so we started realizing, hey, if we pay attention to our facilities, we make them nicer. They don't have to be a Taj Mahal. They have to be nice. And then we give every athlete the best experience we can. We'll do really well in this business. And we've been doing well ever since then.
Well, I notice John Hunt Park really seems to have taken off. And I live in that neck of the woods. I drive there a lot. I see beach volleyball going on. I see people walking on the golf course. I see soccer fields to the left and to the right. Tell us the story of the evolution of John Hunt Park from being Becky Pierce Golf Course to what it is.
Yeah,
now.
John Hunt Park's just a wonderful asset for the city. We knew it's right in the middle of Huntsville. It's actually like the center of Huntsville, so it's kind of like our central park. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful asset. When I was on the council, we started talking about it. I wanted it to be a park. It still looked like an old airport to me. There was still stuff up. You know, the runways were still there. There was a big ditch that crossed it. And so I was always trying to get money. We held some work sessions on it. I really was trying hard. The city was a different place on money back then. You couldn't – building a multi-million dollar thing was really hard at that time. And so we were always waiting to get all the money together to really try to make a big dent. And Colonel Hamilton, retired from the Arsenal, was a garrison commander. He came to work for the city. And
he still does.
Yeah, and he said what we ought to do is just do a piece every year, you know, get $5 million this year, $10 million next. And I was very impatient and was saying, you know, that's not what I want. I want to do it.
I want it now.
I want to do it today, you know. And he said, just trust me. We're going to, and he was so right. And we worked together and he did a great job of, with the Parks and Rec people of coming up with stuff to do and doing, you know, that first year, I think all we did was cover the ditch. And I was the most disappointed city councilman in the world thinking we spent $5 million and all I got was a ditch covered. I wanted a baseball field, or I wanted this, you know, that kind of thing. And, but he taught me patience and taught me how to, the piecing it together. And since then, you can see it all. I mean, we're, 15 years later or 12 years later than that day that we talked about it and all the things, the ice sports centers coming out of the ground, pickleball courts are coming out of the ground, the beach volleyball complex is getting improved. We're doing a lot with soccer. There's so many opportunities out there for athletics. And what I see, our vision is one day, you know, people will just drive down there, unload their kids Saturday morning at 8 o'clock and do activities all day, eat at Back 40 for lunch, you know, just kind of enjoy the park and do multiple different sports. They may skate, they may play volleyball, they may walk the walking trail, they may jog the cross country course, they may ride the bike trail. There's so many things to do.
Well, there is. And one thing I have to ask, as a golfer, you know, the Corn Ferry Tour came and went. Nothing against the ledges, but that's not a very spectator friendly area to have a golf tournament. Is there any more thought to doing another municipal golf course in Huntsville somewhere?
Probably not. The airport course is technically government owned.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's going to be about as low price as you can get. They've got a new private company running it. You know, Hampton Cove, RT, you know, it's somewhat government-owned, mm-hmm. you know, and then the rest are clubs. But if you think about it, since Muni was closed, and people were upset, there were some people upset, but there weren't many people using it. I mean, we had all the numbers. I was on the city council, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't paying anywhere close to what the cost was to run that thing. And when we closed it, then Huntsville Country Club came back to life. You know, stuff started right. happening. And so there was some thinking that that was what was going to happen. And I think there's been a good thing with golf since then.
Oh, I think you're right. I think, I play at the Arsenal. That's where I go. So is John Hunt Park is the future now, or is there more in the future that we haven't seen yet?
Oh, there's much more to come. But the, like you said, that the Ice Sports Center is adding curling ice in an arena. We're adding 25 or 27 covered pickleball courts and 4 basketball gyms, 8 volleyball courts if you want to use them as volleyball at the rec center there near the park. So the hotels are coming up next to the stadium. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we've always wanted hotels at John Hunt Park because it makes so much sense with all the youth tournaments we do there to have some hotels where people can just walk into the park from their hotel room. So they're coming up on the east side of the stadium, and so there's, you know, where there's restaurants, there'll be hotels there now.
Well, what about the soccer complex? Were you involved in any of that at all?
Yeah, we've always joked, and my friends that are such football, basketball, baseball guys always say, why do you build so many soccer fields? And the city builds them because people use them. It's that simple. Politicians build what people mm-hmm. want to use, you know, and there's so much demand for soccer, and they charge for the soccer, you know, the renting of the fields, and it works for money. And we've just got a huge soccer community, and with MLS Next Pro team here, we're able to attract some really big youth tournaments, and we've got some even bigger ones. We have AYSO Nationals coming next year. We're working on that. It will be one of the biggest soccer tournaments, you know, obviously the biggest one we've ever had, but it's one of the biggest ones in the United States. It's huge.
Well, now the beach volleyball tournament that I've seen down there, is that a national or a southeast thing, or what is that?
So we're the inland beach volleyball capital of the United States.
Really?
Yeah. Most beach volleyball is played on the coast. They realize to grow the sport, they've got to get inland. We do lots of tournaments. Again, we have a national championship, a pairs national championship in November that we've advertised. The best college players in the United States come here, really the world, because a lot of them are international players. They play to see who the actual best pair is, not the best team, who the best pair is. Several of those pairs have played in the Olympics. If you watch Olympic beach volleyball, you'll see people that you could be standing right next to in Huntsville, Alabama.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so we always think it's interesting. The University of Hawaii plays beach volleyball in Huntsville, Alabama, and what are the odds of that?
Well, the odds to me would be, as we used to say in the Army, they're slim and none, and Slim just left town. But I guess y'all got a hold of Slim and brought him back. So what is your by the way, are you going to be able to stay past the break? And
sure, I'll stay as long as you want me to.
Yeah, I think we've got a lot to talk about. So what is the biggest success of the Huntsville Sports Commission past? And like they said in the old Charles Dickens tale, what's the biggest past, what's the biggest present, and what's the biggest in the future?
So that's an interesting question and a hard question to answer, because we're in it, number one, for sports tourism bringing in. So the best events for us are a youth soccer tournament, youth tournaments that nobody really knows about, that you wouldn't want to go watch, but it doesn't.
Unless, like I had a niece that came up here from Mobile to play in the soccer tournament at Huntsville, and there were tons of people out there watching those little girls play.
So that's what we do, and that's a successful weekend. When we move the needle on the hotel rooms, you know, when we increase occupancy in the city of Huntsville because of sports. But we're also trying to increase the quality of your life, you know, so we're trying to bring in tournaments. We're excited about UNA playing Samford in football this fall back in the original, you know, Joe Davis Stadium. That's going to be fun for us.
I didn't know that. And yeah, I'm a football kind of guy.
So week zero, we're hosting UNA and Samford to play at Wicks Family Field at Joe Davis Stadium, and they're allowed now to play a week zero game, so they're excited about it. UNA, their new stadium is not ready. They want to be over in Huntsville. They get a lot of students from Huntsville. They think this is a great market for them. Samford does as well. They want to both play here. And that's one of the things we, in addition to sports tourism, we try to use this for workforce development. So when we bring in all these college teams, we're also pitching, hey, stay here and get a job. Workforce development's the number one priority of the city of Huntsville, and college teams really help us with that.
Well, now, and we're going to have to take a break in a minute, but I would say, knowing what I watch on TV was week zero in ESPN games, that to me seems like a candidate for ESPN to pick up.
We hope it's on national TV. We don't know if it will be, but we hope it is.
I bet it is. Well, Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we will come back and continue this fascinating conversation.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and we have amazing truck month deals right now at Lynn Layton Ford.
With your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months with zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 bonus cash on new F-150s. That's 0 for 60, 0 down, 0 payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off on Ranger. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off. We've got new Maverick Hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick Hybrids are truck month priced from just $27,840. And you'll never be asked to pay any hidden markups or dock fees. Come see us while supplies last by March 31st. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s under a partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky. Maybe a passing shower. It does look like most of us are going to be dry. We only drop into the low 60s as we head into the overnight. Much the same for your Friday as far as cloud cover is concerned. Temperatures climbing again into the upper 70s and lower 80s. There's also another opportunity for some rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, Talk Radio WZZN, and I have a great guest in studio today talking about my favorite thing, which is sports. And so, Mark, let's get in. I know you came in studio with a big, huge trophy. Tell us about that trophy and its mate over there. There's two trophies sitting in the studio.
Yeah. With us today is one of my best friends, the Conference USA trophies, the Men's and Women's Championship. We're really proud to have Conference USA here in town. We've always wanted to be part of March Madness, and now we are. This is the third year that we've hosted the CUSA basketball tournament, and they have an automatic qualifier. So the winner of the tournament goes to the big dance, and it's so exciting to see that in Huntsville. Really makes the tournament seem personal to us. We've enjoyed hosting it. They've enjoyed being here. We're trying to grow it. We really want people from Huntsville to come out and go to the VBC and watch the teams. There's some great basketball being played. We've got some local guys. R.J. Johnson from Grissom's playing for Kennesaw State. He's getting about 20 a game. I don't know if he's averaging it, but every time I look at the stats, I see 20. So he can score. That's going to be a lot of fun. They have great mascots, great bands. Jack State's in it. We've really had a good time, but it's always been the last 2 years during our city school's spring break. And this year it's not. So we're really hoping that a lot of parents and people come out at night. Come out and enjoy the Conference USA basketball and appreciate that. If we want to grow our sports infrastructure and grow our sports business, we've got to attend these kind of events. You know, we bring in CUSA basketball, we've got to embrace it. We've got to be like Omaha was to the College World Series, where they grew that thing and made it so popular that now it's one of the biggest events in the United States.
It is. And let me ask you this. How did you pull that off? I mean, we are not, my guess is a geographic center of stuff, but you know, we're not, We don't have a Conference USA team, so how did you knock that baby out of the park?
Yeah, we don't, but we are in the center. Huntsville's a great place to travel to. If you look at the map for Conference USA, for some other conferences, certainly for the SEC, we're right in the middle as well. So Conference USA looked at that. We drew up a great proposal that showed them, you know, we're in the center between Florida and Texas and their schools, and now they have a Delaware school. We've got good direct flights. We've got, obviously, a great place to come. We have a downtown arena with a great, beautiful big screen park right outside the door. We've got hotels all around it. We've got things to do. Huntsville's a pretty easy sell right now, and Conference USA has appreciated it. One of our favorite things we do with them is, again, getting back to workforce development. We bring in at least one student from each school that's not an athlete, that just wants to learn about Huntsville, and they'll come in Monday of the tournament in a couple days, and they'll go out to Research Park and be talked about all the jobs we have here and what they might, how they could live here and work here and play here, and we'll take them on bus tours. And so that's a real big part of it. We're trying to use sports as workforce development.
Well, now, one thing I would have to think, you know, here also we have in Huntsville, we happen to be home, or maybe not the main home, but a home to a lot of defense contractors. Do you have a good success rate with getting them to sponsor and participate?
Yeah, yeah, they definitely participate. They're the ones that need the jobs. FBI.
That's true.
They need people moving in here. So FBI has always been a big partner. Obviously, all the services have been partners. We talked about your son was involved in a swearing-in ceremony at one of our games. We're real proud of that feature in Huntsville. Obviously, we're real proud of the United States. And so I think Huntsville's got a lot of going for us. Conference USA is our right size in basketball. They have the college teams that are good for Huntsville. Our arena, we're not going to compete for some of the bigger conferences. You know, if you go to Bridgestone Arena for the SEC championship, there's 17,000 people in there.
Right.
You know, there's so many boxes. They're showing the broadcast on the floor. They have 500, you know, media tables around the court. We couldn't do that. We can't do that, you know, at our arena. So we're trying to be the best we can with the size arena we have. And I think we're a good fit with Conference USA, and we both appreciate each other.
What is that old saying? I'd rather be a big fish in a little pond than a little fish in a big pond. Yeah. And tell us when it is. When are the games? How do you go see them? How do you get tickets?
Sure. So it's next Tuesday through Saturday. Championship's on Saturday. You can just get tickets to the VBC box office. It's the best way. Just go up, and now they're doing single game tickets, or you can buy a week long. In the past, they do week long, and then they go to single game tickets. So it's really good entertainment for the dollar. There's no bad seat in the VBC. You know, you can sit on the top row, and it's a good seat for basketball, but you can get much closer. Interesting, the teams bring their bands and bring their mascots and bring their cheerleading squads. So it's noisy in there. It's fun in there.
Well, now, did you not? There's a men's and a women's tournament.
Correct.
At the same time?
Yeah. And so they'll be playing different times. That's why the
men,
there's two trophies. So the two automatic bids on Saturday, we'll play the women's championship and we'll play the men's championship. They'll be on CBS Sports. And they'll be on ESPN up all during the week. So it's a good chance for Huntsville to be on TV, to be seen, and the highlights be shown, obviously, on a lot of the major shows. It puts Huntsville on the map. It's a big deal to host an automatic qualifier tournament.
Well, now, didn't you say, my mind is feeble, didn't you say there's another event coming up after the basketball?
Well, actually, this Sunday, we're having Elevate the Sage Gymnastics, which is Auburn, Georgia, Clemson, and Pitt are competing in gymnastics. We're having a youth tournament with over 1,000 athletes today and tomorrow. Then Sunday, we'll switch it to a college meet. Auburn's always been good. When they had SUNY, she came here and we sold the place out. I don't think we'll sell out. There's still tickets available right now, but Georgia's is ranked, they may be sixth in the country or fifth in the country. They're a very good gymnastics team this year. Auburn's good. Clemson, I think, is 17. So it's going to be on the ACC network, which is kind of cool. You know, Alabama's on the ACC network. Last year we did this event and we had Cal here doing gymnastics, and they were the ACC champion. And the trophy got sent to my office. So I got this box, opened it up, and it was the ACC gymnastics trophy. And they said, hey, would you mind presenting this at your meet to Cal? And I thought, Cal's in the ACC network. You know, ACC.
They are now, right?
Yeah, they were. They were the ACC champion. We're on the ACC network. I thought this is pretty cool for Huntsville, Alabama to have Cal doing gymnastics in the Von Braun Center and being the number one team.
Well, I got to ask one question because I've had a lot of people ask this. Is there any chance ever that Huntsville, Alabama could see any kind of a major league professional, you know, top level pro team here, or we just don't have the market? I think when hockey might want to come here, you know,
I don't want to say never because I'm a big dreamer, and I think Huntsville, we think really big in the space program, we think really big in military programs, but sometimes we don't think big enough in our social stuff. And so I want to say that, but it takes a huge metropolitan area to handle if you're talking NFL, then it's going to be hard.
All right. Well, hey, it doesn't matter. We got enough good stuff as it is. Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll wrap it up here, and then we will allow our guests to go.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Injured in a car accident? Get the help you need. I'm Morris Lilienthal, a personal injury lawyer right here in Huntsville. I've personally helped over 4,000 clients with their injury claims. My firm, Martinson & Beeson, has been helping clients for over 80 years, and we have received over 300 five-star Google reviews. We know that injuries and accidents can be life-changing, and I'm here to help you navigate the entire process. Get in touch with me right now by visiting MorrisTheAttorney.com. There's no charge for our meeting. Again, that's MorrisTheAttorney.com. I look forward to helping you.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
We
still a soldier. His blood.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the wrap-up segment of The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. We've had a fascinating, longer than usual, because we had a lot to talk about, interview with the executive director of the Huntsville Sports Commission, Mark Russell. And Mark, what I want to do is give you a couple of minutes to have the last word, because I want folks to know how they can enjoy all this stuff and what's coming up.
Yeah, Bill, thank you for the last word. It's really important that Huntsville citizens attend our events, attend any really shows. If we're going to have bigger and better events, we've got to put people into the bleachers. When they come here, they want to know that the community supports them. And so many of my friends asked me, said, why don't you get the Super Bowl to come here? And we'll never get the Super Bowl unless we do well at our first college football game. We'll never get a different basketball tournament unless we won't be able to keep the one we have unless we put people in the seats. So we're really trying hard to get people to show up. You can look at our website. We have all the events there. The events of the VBC, you can go to the box office and buy tickets. We need a great showing for Conference USA. If you want bigger and better, you've got to support what we've got and go support our high school and college teams. We should have huge crowds at A&M and UAH.
And your website is?
HuntsvilleSports.com or .org.
Okay, Brian, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Thank you, Mark, for coming by.
Perfect time of year to fly a kite. A Ray of Hope is hosting the Community Kite Festival on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. This free, family-friendly event continues a beloved Huntsville tradition of bringing people together through shared experiences, outdoor fun, and community connection. You can bring your own kite or purchase one at the event. Come and enjoy the celebration as colorful kites soar across the sky on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. Learn more at ashakaranonline.org.
I'm Attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm Attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm Attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are falling sharply as oil prices jump to their highest levels in 14 months due to the conflict in the Middle East. Treasury yields are also jumping with worries that higher inflation could keep the Fed from cutting interest rates. Airlines and stocks of smaller U.S. companies are tumbling and suffering some of the sharpest losses today. However, shares of Broadcom are jumping 3% in a down market after the chip and software maker's quarterly results beat forecasts. Its artificial intelligence revenue more than doubled, and shares of Trade Desk are surging 18% after a report said that OpenAI has held talks with the company about helping to sell ads on its flagship ChatGPT platform. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week was unchanged from the previous week, a sign that layoffs remain at historically low levels, with claims matching the prior week's 213,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
A big announcement is coming out of Birmingham regarding the closed-down campus of Birmingham Southern College. The Department of Homeland Security is now purchasing that property to turn it into a new training facility for the U.S. Coast Guard. This option was explored last year by the USCG as they are having a record number of new recruits. The BSC campus closed down in 2024, but does have all the necessary buildings and accommodations to be used for housing Coast Guard recruits as well as training them. This includes a pool, medical facility, gymnasium, and more. U.S. Senator Katie Britt was credited with leading the effort within the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee to have the BSC campus considered and chosen. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having the people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Police in Huntsville are investigating claims coming from a student at Alabama A&M University who says that she was recorded in one of the campus bathrooms. The student says that a man used his cell phone to record her in a bathroom stall that was inside the engineering building. The student says that she confronted the man in that bathroom and he ran away. A new nonprofit home for girls has opened up its doors in the Wiregrass region. Chrysalis is located in Newton and will offer housing and therapy services for girls who are already within the foster care system. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held this past Thursday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Specializing in simple and affordable rentals, McCurry Van and Car Rental can make sure you have just the right vehicle for your next family vacation, weekend getaway, or if you just need transportation while your vehicle is being repaired. McCurry carries Ford Transit vans and Mercedes Sprinter vans, trucks and work vans, and more. And they offer discounted rental rates for long-term rentals. Now with four locations, Athens, Muscle Shoals, Coleman, and Huntsville. Log on McCurryRentals.com to make your reservation now. That's McCurryRentals.com.
your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s under a partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky. Maybe a passing shower. It does look like most of us are going to be dry. We only drop into the low 60s as we head into the overnight. Much the same for your Friday as far as cloud cover is concerned. Temperatures climbing again into the upper 70s and lower 80s. There's also another opportunity for some rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is Bill Crawford, the host of The Point, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple behind the glass today and keeping me between the guardrails, I guess. And you heard us earlier. We talked about the Huntsville Sports Commission. Fascinating conversation. And now we're going to switch to a place where we normally go, which is into the political arena. Now, as we all know, this is an election year, and there are lots of elections going on. There are some local, state, but there are also national elections. And if you are watching what's happening in the country nowadays, and almost any day, you know that Washington, D.C. is the center of many things that are happening in the world. And one of the most key people we have in Washington, D.C. that represent us here in Alabama are United States Senators. A senator is probably one of the most powerful advocates a state can have. Unlike members of the House who represent smaller districts, your senator represents you throughout the state. There's only two of them, two voices to speak for Alabama. Think about federal funding. Most of the infrastructure that keeps communities running depends on decisions that are made at the national level. Highways, bridges, ports, airports, they just don't pop up. Redstone Arsenal and all the stuff that's out there didn't just appear. They require legislation, appropriations, and long-term planning. A senator plays a key and also a lead role in negotiating for these investments. To ensure the state gets its fair share of resources for transportation, public safety, and economic development. One of the big persons who did that for Alabama was Richard Shelby, but he's no longer there. Then there's national defense. Our state is deeply tied to the military and aerospace sectors, and those industries don't just provide jobs, they have defined this community. Federal defense policy, base funding, research contracts, and technological investments are shaped in the Senate. When the senators sit on defense committees or vote on military budgets, they're not just shaping national security, they're shaping our community. They're shaping our local livelihood. And let's talk a little bit about economic growth. Whether it's agriculture, manufacturing, energy, or emerging technology, federal regulations and trade policy, as we've been aware this year, directly affect businesses both small and large. A senator also helps determine tax policy, labor rules, and trade agreements that either open doors or close them. Strong representation means someone else is constantly asking, how will this impact the people in the industries I represent? But the role goes beyond money and policy. A senator is also a voice, a megaphone for the values, concerns, and the priorities of the people of their state. When national debates arise about education, health care, veteran services, disaster relief, or whatever the case may be, there are two voices speaking for Alabama in the United States Senate. And when there are times of crisis, which some could say are now, when national disasters strike, when economic downturns hit, or when federal agencies are making decisions that affect us here locally, our advocate is the United States Senator. Right now, the people of our state are represented by Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt. Tommy Tuberville is not going to be a senator anymore. He's probably going to be the next governor. And regardless of the political differences people may have, two individuals are tasked with carrying the interest of millions of people into the highest levels of national decision-making. And trust me, just turn on the TV or pick up the newspaper, and you will read the opinions of Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt. They're very important people in the Senate. And again, one's going to go away. A strong senator also brings attention to local challenges before they become a national crisis. They build relationships that can translate into bipartisan cooperation. And that's something we sorely need in this country right now. And they ensure that when national priorities are set, their state is not an afterthought, but a partner. Because in the end, a senator's job is simple in principle, even if complex in practice. Carry the voice of the people from home to the halls of power and bring the benefits of national leadership back home again. And that is why the role of a United States senator matters so deeply, not just in Washington, D.C., but right here in our neighborhood. And I mentioned Mr. Tuberville is going away, and we have a candidate for his seat looking at me right now, and that is Seth Burton. Seth, how are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. How are you doing?
I couldn't be better, man. If you can't tell, I love this job.
I can tell.
So Seth is a naval officer, and as an Army guy,
that's tough for you.
I won't hold that against you. That's okay. But Seth is a recognized leader in nuclear power. You commanded nuclear subs,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Two of them.
Well, tell us a little bit about your military career, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about other things.
Absolutely. Just a quick summary of my military career, and we can circle back on the personal background if we have time after the break. Military career, I entered the Navy 1994, so it's post-Cold War, you know, big drawdowns, peace dividends, that time in our nation. And I entered the what's called the Navy Nuclear Submarine Force, and served on 5 submarines over 3 decades, and had command of 2 submarines, so USS Scranton, an attack submarine, very similar to the ones we've seen in video here recently.
Well, is that the one that recently torpedoed somebody?
Well, I can't say which submarine did what. We don't tell those things.
But that was the kind of sub
that
you commanded.
exact type submarine, a fast attack submarine. And then that was my O5 command, and then I had command of a guided missile submarine, one of the 4 converted submarines of the Ohio class that carry a lot of Tomahawk missiles.
Is that what we call a boomer?
Well, the boomers are the SSBNs that carry the nuclear weapons. These are the converted ones that the combatant commanders use to have high-volume Tomahawks. We do special forces operations. So those are the 2 commands I had. And other than that, it's, you know, so many, 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 many years at sea and leaving my family. And then you're very familiar with staff work, did a lot of staff work, studied at the University of Freiburg as a Olmsted scholar. That was a nice break in the middle of the career to go study in Europe and just get some higher-level education over and had to learn German to do that. So
In Freiburg, great. In Germany.
Genau, yeah.
So kannst du Deutsch sprechen?
Ja, genau. Kannst du?
Ah, ja, ich war ein Hubschrauberpiloten in Deutschland vor 4 Jahren.
Ja.
In einer kleinen Stadt heißt Giebelstadt.
What's happening?
Wunderschön.
What's happening?
Das ist wunderschön.
we digressed into
He's
the land.
He's a helicopter pilot.
That's exactly right.
I'm an old disc jockey. I don't speak any of that.
All right. Well, hey, let's go. That's a good time to take a break, and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Seth. And so
as in English, please.
Yeah. Well, in German, I'll say tschüss.
Yeah, tschüss. It's bald. It's bald.
Bitch better. Yeah,
whatever. I'm paid by the hour.
Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. 2 locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Basketball fans, get ready as the Conference USA Basketball Tournament is set to return to the Rocket City and Probst Arena March 10th through 14th, featuring 20 men's and women's basketball teams playing 18 games with Conference USA titles and NCAA automatic bids on the line. It's 5 days of exciting hoops action at BBC Probst Arena. Jump into the action by getting your tickets now by visiting Ticketmaster.com, and we'll see you inside the BBC March 10th through the 14th. Come find out who will be putting on their dancing shoes.
It's the perfect time of year to fly a kite. A Ray of Hope is hosting the Community Kite Festival on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. This free, family-friendly event continues a beloved Huntsville tradition of bringing people together through shared experiences, outdoor fun, and community connection. You can bring your own kite or purchase one at the event. Come and enjoy the celebration as colorful kites soar across the sky on Saturday, March 7th at John Hunt Park. Learn more at ashakaranonline.org.
ALSR number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved in minutes. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, and also in studio guest today, senatorial candidate Seth Burton. And we got a phone if you want to call and talk to Seth, I, or Brian. Just give us a call, 256-382-0724. So we immediately jumped into the Navy world with Seth, because I'm an old Army guy and he's an old Navy guy. Yeah. And pardon us for our little foray into the German language, but we both we both shared the bond of having been stationed at Germany. So let's take Seth back in the Wayback Machine. Yes, tell us how, you know, where you're from and your path to the Navy.
Perfect. Yeah, thanks, Bill. So first and foremost, you know, I'm a person created by God with a unique purpose in life, and I've had a unique life experience set that prepares me for that. So that's my basis of my worldview. But I'll tell you that the next most important thing is I married my wife, Danette, at age 19. And for 34 years, she's been tested just like I have, and we've stood by each other for 34 years, raised three boys, so they're all men now, and our youngest son has special needs. That added a unique dynamic to raising three boys in the military, leaving my wife all the time, so there's lots to talk about there. and now we have two grandchildren. So that is us as a family, a huge family man. I believe in family. I believe in strong families. Lots of kids. I just love families. So that's me as far as the family. Citizen-wise, I grew up right here in North Alabama. My dad bought a farm with his father, my granddad, back in 1973 on the banks of the Tennessee River,
and that's where at?
Just south of the dam. Just out south of Gunnersville Dam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say just south of the dam on the Tennessee River.
There's multiple
really narrow.
Yeah, the Gunnersville Dam. Exactly.
Okay.
So it's right. It's over toward Gunnersville, a little place called Hebron. Was Merrill Mountain is the nearest mountain that we lived. There's a big painted bluff right there, and that's where I grew up, spent my whole childhood into my teenage years, and went to New Hope Elementary, Gurley Middle School, and then moved into Huntsville, finished up at Whitesburg Middle and Huntsville High School. My wife went to Grissom High School, and then I went off to Naval Academy. She went off to Auburn. We made some decisions at about age 19 to come home from that, get married, and start a family, and finish school at UAH. So I got a chemical engineering degree at UAH, and then came back in the Navy, because I didn't leave the Navy because I wanted to, and we fought our way back in and went on and served, like I said, the 3 decades as a submarine officer, and wrapped it up after all those times on submarines. I wrapped it up as the Deputy Director of the Naval Nuclear Weapons Program and Chief of Staff for Strategic Systems Programs, which is the, just think of it as the, they run the Navy's portion of the Nuclear Strategic Deterrence Mission. And also in this new world you'll track is hypersonic weapons. So they provide long range hypersonic strike weapons for both the Army and the Navy. So that's where I rounded out. And then I wanted to come home to Alabama, because you'll see right here, Bill, I have clay that's gone with me all over the world in my submarines, because a good friend of mine gave it to me a long time ago and said, just take this and never forget where you're from.
Well, you know, I am glad you told me what is in that little vial there, because
you were wondering. I saw you looking at it.
I was having some nefarious thoughts, but that kind of reminds me about Saving Private Ryan, where he collected a little bit of
sand.
So you left. I got to ask you this, though, before we get into politics.
Yes, sir.
We in the Army have heard all kinds of horror stories about entering the submarine service, probably from the Hyman Rickover days.
Was it true.
Like that when you got in? Like, I heard stories of, you know, he would get a young ensign in and say, piss me off, and he would go break a model of a sub.
We could talk stories all afternoon on Admiral Rickover. And I was interviewed, because every submarine officer that comes into the Navy is personally interviewed by the director. So the director right now is a good friend of mine, Admiral Bill Houston. And so he interviews every young officer that is a candidate for the nuclear propulsion program. And so I was interviewed by Admiral Rickover's successor. So Rickover had it for a long time, and they finally had him retire in his 80s. So I was interviewed by Admiral DeMars, and it was an interesting interview, especially because of my weird path we discussed, you know, leaving the Naval Academy, going to UAH and everything else. He challenged me.
Well, so you left the Navy and came back here. What do you do now, other than what we're going to get into?
Right. Yeah, my passion leaving the Navy was, you know, I had trained a whole generation, multiple, you know, generations of young sailors and officers to be ready to fight if we didn't get called on to fight when it was my time. And so what I was passionate about coming out of the Navy is finding, you know, teams that can contribute to the future warfighting capability of our military. So that's what I've been doing. Just, you know, I just retired last year, and I worked with a local defense company and just, you know, bringing hypersonic weapons to the warfighter was my task.
Well, believe it or not, I, in my last few years as a government engineer, dabbled around in the hypersonic stuff. As much as you can, and I know this is not what we're here to talk about, but explain to the layman listener what a hypersonic weapon is, because it's a very confusing thing.
It is. And it's not only confusing, it's into politics as well. You know, when you get to the use of the weapons and you know, miscalculation, things like that. There's my admiral that I worked for, I had to answer lots of questions of Congress on certain things we were doing with hypersonic weapons. And so in layman's terms, because, you know, the ballistic missiles that we fire from the, you know, whether it's Air Force ICBMs, submarine ballistic missiles, those are technically hypersonic weapons because they're going in excess of Mach 5, but they're not the version of hypersonic weapons that we think of now for conventional hypersonic strike type capability. So the definition we go by is any weapon that can go in excess of the speed of sound of Mach 5 And, you know, there's various ranges, but that's the key definition of it, is the speed characteristic of it. Because a lot of the weapons we have been subsonic, supersonic, hypersupersonic, but this is taking it to the next threshold, and then it's a matter of range capabilities once you're doing those, you know, Mach 5 plus speeds.
And I would imagine that if we get much further than that, we're going to have to do like
the
cone of silence and all that stuff. So you did that, you retired, and then somehow you woke up one day and said, I think I would be a good United States Senator. Tell me about that epiphany.
Absolutely. It was a month's long of thinking through it, because like I said, I retired. We settled back here in Huntsville. We were waiting to get, you know, back home. We wanted to be a part of the Alabama community. And, you know, one of the first things I had to do is get a home. So, that, you know, there are some natural logistics things that we had to work through to make
sure.
You
have to leave here a year, right?
No, you only have to be here one day.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting dynamic. You can run for U.S. Senate faster than you can run for, you know, state official positions.
Okay, well, all right. Well,
so I learned that when I looked into the requirements. But, you know, there was logistics we were working in parallel path with deciding, okay, should I run? Because, you know, it's when you spend three decades trying to make sure, you know, nobody knows who you are, because that's what you try to do in the submarine force. You go do your job and nobody knows who you are, where you are, what you're doing. It was going to be a quick turn to try to convince.
No, that is a government employee.
Okay.
I couldn't resist that. Go ahead.
Yep. And so what we had to, you know, I had to think through is, you know, is this the right time? Because you have to overcome, name is everything in politics, unfortunately, you know, that's just the realities of it. So to answer, you know, not to get into a long drawn out discussion of what I went through over a 7 or 8 month period with Danette to figure out whether this was the right time, and, you know, a lot of guidance, mentorship, and advice from councils. The two things that drove me to go ahead and jump in, because I just jumped in right before the qualification deadline. One is I looked and there's absolutely no one from North Alabama in the race running. And I looked further into it, and it's been almost 50 years, all the way back to Senator Sparkman, since we've had a senator from North Alabama that represented the state of Alabama in D.C. And I looked into it even further and realized that of the 31 state officials that are statewide elected, Madison County is over for the last, you know, 5 decades since it's Senator Sparkman. So that didn't resonate well with me when we're like the center of growth and we're doing so many important things national security wise. You know, why aren't we, you know, more part of that representation of the voice in Washington? So that was one practical thing. The other big, you know, philosophical thing that drove me is, you know, I for 3 decades watched trust in our government just continue to degrade. And I operate in the nuclear Navy in an environment of high trust. You know, accountability is extremely high. So, and you look at the statistics, and trust in government has gone from, you know, 73%, you know, so roughly 3 out of 4 Americans trusted the federal government when we entered the 60s, to now it's 20%, 1 in 5. And so why is that? You know, a questioning person would say, why is that? And to me, my thesis is, you know, we have people in Washington that are perverting the Constitution, and they are not serving the citizens the way that the founding fathers intended us to do that. So, you know, and Abraham Lincoln reminded us that the people, and he reemphasized and said, the people are the rightful masters of both Congresses and courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert it. So I truly believe that there's a system that's developed in Washington where there's a perversion of what is meant to be serving the citizens, and it's incumbent upon us as the voters and as the private citizens to try to become citizen legislators, the voters holding their representatives accountable to serve them. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, let me ask a question. That is a very eloquent and a very lucid answer. But you jumped in almost one step from the top as a senator. Why did you decide to go in at that level?
Yeah, that is a great question. One of the reasons was, I would say it's two fundamental reasons. One is the qualification requirements were much different for U.S. Senator, and that job was coming open. I looked at it. People asked me if I was interested, and so I said, yep, I meet that, whereas other things within state government would take more time for me to qualify and become a part. And there was an idea, okay, you start locally, and you work your way up over the next 10 or 15 years, and I thought about that too, but time is so valuable. You're not guaranteed tomorrow at all. I had cancer once in my 20s. It's a very deadly form of cancer, so I don't take life for granted. So I don't push things off when my spirit moves me to do something. I go with it. The other part of it is the unique qualifications that a senator needs. And I looked at the other six. It wasn't six at the time. It was five because Dr. Deese got in right at the last second. I looked at my fellow candidates, and you know, I looked as I am absolutely ready to be a senator as much or before any of these candidates, just due to the unique nature of what I've dealt with that are of affairs of state, you know, in military, national security, a whole 3 decades of studying it, living it, exercising war plans. And that is the fundamental role of federal government, is to, you know, preserve the right to self-determination of a free and independent American nation. That is there. You know, the preamble of the Constitution says, you know, the common defense is what the federal government's supposed to be doing. And we see that happening right now in the real world. And I've spent many years operating in those same areas where we're fighting right now. And so, it's a real world, I'll stop answering at that point because I'm starting to ramble, but I felt uniquely suited for this moment in time. Now, whether I'm electable or not, that's a whole different question. But I am ready to be a senator. Electability, that's a whole different question.
Well, by the way, just so you know, the old Bill Crawford philosophy of talk radio, it really should be called listen radio, because I like to listen to what people have to say, especially when somebody like you sounds like you know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. But speaking of electability, I know you're new.
Not naive at all. Yep.
So how is the climb up the hill against, well, I think maybe like a Barry Moore, who's an existing congressman and got endorsed by Trump. How do you combat that?
It's hard. Practically speaking, the world, and this gets back to what I talked about earlier, the whole perversion of our election system, how we accumulate and control power, it makes it hard for just normal people to run and get elected. You know, it's going to take something almost, a miracle sort of event to get enough name recognition to really challenge someone like that, because they are in the political game for a long time. They have the political halls of power on their side. And that is a challenge that is not easily overcome. But, you know, when you go with the grassroots approach, we're knocking on doors, we're calling people, focusing really, putting billboards and signs all over North Alabama. Because this is, I want to, start here and spread from here in the next 2 months.
You got a good staff of campaign helpers, of people helping you get this done?
Yes. Now, I'm always looking for more. So, I have a great team right now helping me build out social media. Putting signs up everywhere. Signs are going up all over Huntsville. We got 12 billboards around North Alabama now.
I have seen them, by the way.
Have you? Good, good. I am not naive, Bill, at all. It is hard, and I might not succeed, but the one thing I knew, and when I prayed about it, is the only way I know the outcome, 10 months before it, is not making myself available to the people. And then May 19th, they get to choose. And I totally trust the sovereign voters. They will pick who they want to represent them. But I thought it was wrong to go into the May 19th primary and not give North Alabama, for one, a representative, that grew up here, knows this culture, knows this background, just give them a chance. And I know the national security value of this region. And we can talk, nuclear power stuff and all that stuff, as we go through the conversation. But I just really wanted to give them voter choices is very important to me.
Well, speaking of name recognition, how are you going to attack that mission as we get further south in the Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile area?
Yeah, the first way is to become viable enough in North Alabama to where you're starting to move the polls. You have to get some name recognition enough to where polls move. And when people see me on a ballot, they're like, oh, yep, I know who he is. No, he's a two-time nuclear submarine commander. I trust him over these guys because he's just a normal guy. And he knows what is, facing the nation in the next decade of danger, because it is. And we can talk about, I'll get to China in a few minutes. This is a really pivotal decade that we're facing. And so that is, it starts here. That's why, if you talk, epicenters of something, this is, ground zero for me, and just spreading like a fire across Huntsville, Madison County, North Alabama. And then once you, at some point, if it goes your way, you reach a quick tipping point to where now people pay attention in South Alabama. And ultimately, the goal is just a runoff. You got to get to a runoff. And so if you get enough of North Alabama supporting a candidate that represents their values, then you get into runoff. And the whole thing changes then, and you have time over that next month to spread out further into the rest of the state.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your desires, what you want to do. What are your priorities for the United States of America? Were you to be a, not just North Alabama, but right now let's talk about the country.
Yeah, the way I would summarize the top five things, I'll talk three kind of structural things that I'm important about, issues that I think are of, you know, the future of the Republic kind of depends on it. And then there's two things that are real, what I call practical things to talk about. And one is a threat, one is an opportunity. So let's talk centralization of power. That is one of my things that I'm most concerned about. And that gets into the practical structural change of term limits. You know, our founding fathers made a, you know, they were brilliant, brilliant men, but everybody makes mistakes. No one is perfect. No one can foresee the future and how things will change. So they made two, you know, bad assumptions that you know, they said when they were debating term limits at the Constitutional Convention, they said they could envision no circumstance under which anyone would want to serve more than a few years in any of these jobs. And so they missed that one. And then they also said we've given the sovereign voter, the sovereign citizen, the power to overthrow the people that are no longer serving them. So those two assumptions were wrong. And now, you know, I looked at the history of senators specifically. And early in our republic, they averaged 3 to 5 years of service, and then that grew to one full term. And, you know, early 1900s, it bumped up to 7 terms. But no one, very few people were serving more than 2 to 3 terms. And then you look fast forward to 1945 to now, and many served multiple decades. You have Senator Byrd that spent 51 years in the Senate. Many people have gone over 40 years. So that is a perfect example of, okay, the original assumptions of our founders have changed, and now we need to structurally change that and limit, because what they do is grab power and then they hold on to it. And it makes people that like me that want to go there, serve for a period and come home, it almost makes us, you know, less relevant, because they just know that they control all the power, and people like me would come and go. So that is, you know, structurally, that's one of my. Yeah.
Okay, we got 2 minutes for your next answer, and then we're going to take a break.
So. Okay, perfect. So that's, you know, when centralization of power is one. The other is I'm a big believer in no budget, no pay. And that means you should have a balanced budget on time, or congressmen and senators shouldn't get paid until that happens. And except in the event of a national emergency, a declared national emergency, you know, we have to borrow money, that's fine. Yeah. But this pattern that we've gotten to, where it's, you know, continuing resolutions and they don't pass budgets on time, that is a national security issue. You know, every one of these new weapon systems we're trying to build gets put on hold every time that happens, and we're no longer progressing down the path to producing weapons that our warfighter needs. So I'm an absolute believer that we should be, you know, if you look at our national debt, and when I was born in 72, it was like 20-something percent of GDP. When I entered the Navy in 94, it was up to like 69% of GDP. Fast forward to the end of my naval career, it was 123% of GDP. So tell me our government is doing the right thing.
Well, I don't think it is, but I think I've got to do the right thing, according to Mr. Brian Temple, our producer, and take a break.
Well, I will say this. You're making my little bleeding heart liberal mind very happy right now.
Thanks, Brian.
I'm, you know, what I'm hearing, and you know, go ahead and feel free to call me out. But what I'm hearing is a moving away from a label and moving towards being a statesman.
Absolutely. I hate the partisan politics that we've gotten into, and to where we can't talk to each other and be normal people and deal with hard things. Disagreement is okay. We should embrace it and then find some common ground.
Well, fantastic. Why don't we take a break and come back? Because I'm sure there's a couple other questions you'd like to ask him.
Well, as we go out on break, I will leave you with my favorite Ronald Reagan quote, and that is this: "Better to get 80% of what you want than go off the cliff with both guns blazing." So, we'll come back in a minute with Seth Burton.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Welcome to Kern Electrical, where teamwork powers every project. Our champion sales team takes time to understand your needs, tailoring the perfect Generac generator for your home or business. Our project managers handle all coordination, ensuring a tackle-free installation. Our certified installation crews ensure peace of mind, even in the darkest moments. With our service and maintenance lineups, you can be assured we're with you every step of the way. Experience the home team advantage of Kern Electrical, your Generac superstore.
Most current way to keep your power on, Generac Superstore.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Incredibly warm this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s under a partly sunny to mostly cloudy sky. Maybe a passing shower. It does look like most of us are going to be dry. We only drop into the low 60s as we head into the overnight. Much the same for your Friday as far as cloud cover is concerned. Temperatures climbing again into the upper 70s and lower 80s. There's also another opportunity for some rain.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We have Seth Burton in studio today running for United States Senate. And as I've often told people, my role on this radio program is not to endorse candidates. Rather, it is to give a voice to candidates. And I know, Seth, you've got a lot to say and a little bit of time left to go, so I yield the mic to you. Tell people what you think they need to know about your senatorial campaign.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate yielding the time. You know, back to the last question, just picking up where we left off, I was going over three structural things. One was term limits, a decentralization of power. Then it was no budget, no pay for pushing balanced budgets on time. The third critical structural thing that I think, and it gets to the heart of our republic and our trust, back to the trust concept, is election integrity, confidence in our elections. Because I'll tell you, they're low right now. And you know, the simple thing, because this is a long, drawn-out discussion in of itself, the simple thing is I'm a big believer in hand ballots, you know, paper ballots, and hand counting. And there's a reason why most of our friends, our fellow democracies in Europe, do that, and they hold to that standard because it's so important. I'm a believer in technology, but I'm also a believer in removing, you know, in something as sacrosanct as a vote. I'm a believer in removing as much room for fraud and that sort of thing as possible. So that's another big election, you know, from an election integrity and trust in our system point of view that I'm big on. So that, you know, SAVE Act is one of those things. It's a step in that direction, but I think we need to go further. The two practical things I wanted to talk about that I really think is important to the nation is one is the China. I call it the China Challenge. You know, I'll tell you, in my three decades of service, I'm a Navy guy. Spent a lot of times in the Indo-Pacific AOR, and I watched a Chinese Navy that was a junkyard Navy, nothing, no threat to anyone. When I entered and started sailing the Western Pacific back in the 90s, to now it is the largest Navy in the world. They're producing three times more warships than we are each year. They have the capacity to produce over 200 times more. You know, if we get in a war, their capacity, their production capacity is so much greater than ours to fight a war of attrition. So that is a real, real threat, and our Washington leadership has just let that happen over the last three decades. So we need people that understand that in the halls of the Senate and understand how wars of the future will be fought, where we need to put money, because you can't hold on to certain legacy systems of the past. You got to move on to new technology. So the China Challenge is one big one that I think separates my experience from, you know, my fellow candidates and understanding how we deter war with China. And if deterrence fails, because China has a vote in all of this, if deterrence fails, how we win a war with China and what that looks like. Because people don't realize, we don't talk about it enough, how that would change all of our lives overnight if we got into a war with China. The other thing, which is really an opportunity, because I don't want to be all, you know, negative and worried about the future, there's great opportunities as we look forward. And I'm a believer in nuclear energy. I know it backwards and forwards. I truly believe, you know, we're expecting anywhere from 50 to 100 small modular reactors to be built by 2040 across the nation, 300 across the world. And that's just kind of conservative estimates. And if states like Alabama don't jump in and have the right leadership to make the right public-private partnerships happen to make that happen, the future economy is going to go where that abundant, reliable energy is. And you already see the Rust Belt states are jumping in. They're pushing hard on that. We here in the South and Alabama have the opportunity. We have the right people. We have the right we already have nuclear power here. We have the right culture. We have the right business environment to really succeed with that. And then that means the future economy comes to Alabama instead of going to other states in the union. So that is something that I'm very passionate about, is, you know, how we leverage nuclear energy to build the environment, the economy of the future right here, which means high paying jobs, you know, great opportunities for, you know, I was a farm boy, you know, and yet I ended up being able to go and command nuclear submarines. I want that same opportunity for young, you know, farm boys and girls here, rural areas, to get trained, whether it's in different sort of, you know, technologies, maintenance, operations, whatever it is, supply chain, to where they have good jobs, provide their family, and get back to this where an American dream can be realized with one income, and you don't have to both parents work, you know, themselves to death just to provide for a family. So those are the five key things that I wanted to talk to you about. And I'll pause and see if that hit
all kind of nerves. But the one thing, those are kind of sort of related to the defense industry. What about domestic stuff in our country? What things do you see that are either right or need correcting, other than what you've already mentioned?
Well, one that affects absolutely everybody is healthcare. It is broken, and it's only been getting worse since the government's been trying to help. So, we had plenty of Reagan quotes on that, on how the government is not going to help you out very much. I'll give you a quick story of what we experienced when we transitioned from, retired, settling back here at home, looking for a primary care manager, looking for an endocrinologist for our son that has, special needs, has thyroid conditions, that sort of thing. It was taking months just to find a doctor. And they were telling us a year to find an endocrinologist. And that's in Huntsville. And so just think what our rural...
What's it like in Op?
Yeah. What do our fellow citizens living in rural Alabama, what are they experiencing? I've heard stories of no OBs for many, many miles. So healthcare is one where, I don't think government's the answer for it, but it's one where the government's responsible to set up the right environment for the private sector to make it functional. And right now we've gone the wrong direction in that. So, healthcare is one that's real big on my mind. The tax affordability and just reducing the taxes on, right now, this is more of a state government thing, but, coming back here and realizing what the sales taxes were and the grocery taxes were here in Alabama versus where I've lived elsewhere in the country and the world, that was a bit shocking to me. And so those, all that we talk affordability all the time, government plays a role in making things affordable for their citizens from a tax structure.
One thing that you mentioned, you talked about your China problem.
Yes, sir.
And how, thinking about that, and one of the things that I have noticed about that is China is eating our lunch on infrastructure. And that's one of the things that we keep hemming and hawing about. They've done it with their production. They've done with all of their infrastructure stuff, and that stuff that we're still, we haven't gotten a rural broadband thing passed in years. And me personally, as a person who is handicapped, I'm at same area with you. Your special needs son is that I have to live in Huntsville. I have property in South Alabama, but I can't live there because I will die before I get to a hospital.
Yep.
And I don't know about you, but it's a long stretch from Phoenix City, Alabama, to Montgomery or Atlanta.
It is.
To get a hospital and to get a rural, and everywhere around here we're dealing with rural hospitals closing. So I'm hearing a lot of encouraging things. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Bill.
Brian, do we need to take a break?
Why don't we take a break real quick and we'll do a quick wrap at the end. Okay. I'll make sure we have a couple of minutes here at the end to say goodnight.
Okay.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance, always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
You guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com. Or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying. I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. Final segment of The Point with Bill Crawford. Come join us tomorrow when our guest will be House Representative candidate Aaron Thomas, and also a sponsor of the show, owner of Donato's Pizza, to talk to us about primarily pizza. And second half will be my friend and West Point classmate, Steve Dwyer, to talk to us about his foundation, Dwyer Fire. But I give the last couple of minutes to senatorial candidate Seth Burton to tell us why you think people should vote for you and how they can find out more information.
All right. Thanks, Bill. And it's been great chatting with you today. Look forward to our next time together. I would tell you, North Alabama and Huntsville deserve a senator from this part of the region after almost a 50-year drought. And I'll tell you, this will be a choice for the voters. There's seven candidates. There's three that are connected to the halls of power. There's three that are career, you know, part of that career politician group. And then there's four of us that are trying to be citizen legislators. And what I bring, I'm in that four. I'm just a straightforward guy that wants to serve the sovereign citizen. And I bring a North Alabama heritage. I bring a war and peace experience. That's what I've done my entire adult life. And someone who understands true accountability. And that's what we need more of in government. And finally, I am a big believer that Alabama can lead in nuclear energy production and providing that affordable, abundant nuclear energy for the future economy. So track me at SethBurtonForSenate.com. We have a lot of social media there and blogs that cover a lot of the stories behind why I'm running. So I look forward to seeing you around Huntsville.
And this is Bill Crawford. Talk to you tomorrow. We are out. Thank you, Seth.
Defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
HD 90.